Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Six diseases that were recently near eradication are making a comeback in the United States, with the primary cause believed to be the huge immigrant surge into U.S. borders, too often without adequate health tests to assure chronic illness absence. The resurging diseases are tuberculosis, measles, whooping cough, mumps, scarlet fever, and even bubonic plague. Most of these had been all but eliminated in the United States during the 20th century, with most Americans believing these diseases defeated as health threats. Estimates of the number of immigrants in the United States has increased from 11 million in 1986 to more than 42 million in 2015, with millions entering the nation through illegal entry and visa violations. Immigrants bringing such diseases are from Caribbean islands such as Haiti and Dominican Republic, plus a huge influx of poorly health-vetted refugees from Middle East upheavals and Africa. Communicable TB cases have increased to 9,563 in 2015 after 23 years of decline in the United States. In 1986, 22% of the 22,000 active TB cases in the U.S. were foreign-born, increasing by 2015 to 66% of active TB cases. During the same time, native-born Americans' cases declined from 17,000 to only 3,200. The CDC now reports the largest number of cases of measles since measles was considered eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. Did you know refugees, unlike most immigrant populations, according to the CDC, are not required to have any vaccinations before arrival in the United States, including no critical MMR vaccine? Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a very contagious bacterial respiratory disease. Mumps in the U.S. had dropped 99% since a vaccine introduced in 1967, but was 5,700 cases in 2016. Scarlet fever, or scarlatina, is a bacterial infection caused by a group of A. streptococcus that is again increasing in U.S. cases. Bubonic plague, too, has now begun a comeback in the U.S. A number of other diseases, some of which are prevalent among foreign-born immigrants, also present a current problem, including Zika, flesh-eating parasites, Ebola, leprosy, intestinal parasites, HIV, scabies, and diphtheria. At minimum, immigrants should be subject to the same required vaccines and testing as U.S. citizens entering schools or the workforce. It just makes common sense to have thorough health testing, needed inoculations, and accurate medical records for all immigrants to the U.S. Now, not later. Remember, for big savings on NSC product specials and more health info, join us at NSC24.com.
Dollars are scarce, bills are high, and inflation back. You want the best health products and big savings? The answer is joining the NSC Club. A huge 24% discount all the time on any NSC ammunition products with free membership and renewal. More free shipping and handling with delivery each month in your mail, and even change products monthly if you want. As a special bonus, receive a free NSC product after your first purchase. Now feel free to join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What health issues are you or a loved one facing today? Learn more by listening to any of more than 200 of my health commentaries at NSC24.com. And check out the special low product pricing, too. Or call 888-541-3997 for your free health gift. Go and get faith, and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.